how on earth do you balance your role in Def Leppard with that of your side project, Man Rays?
That's great. I just done my first gig with Man Rays, and Man Rays is a three-piece rock band. It kind of sounds, how we've been described by other people, as sounding like a cross between Nirvana meets the Police.
Oh, wow.
It's a three-piece. It's me doing lead vocal and singing. It's Paul Cook from the Sex Pistols playing drums, and it's Simon Laffey, who was in my old band Girl, on bass. And it's great. You know, it's the classic three-piece. It sounds like Hendrix at times. It sounds like the Police. And we just mix everything up. You know, it's really, really cool.
How do you find the time to do both?
I don't know. I've kind of got a lot of energy. And I think, you know, I stopped drinking 18 years ago. And I think that's allowed me to pursue my ADD personality. You know?
How is the experience different in each band between Def Leppard and Man Rays?
I think with Man Rays, it's we try and record everything in one take. We try and, you know, it's, with Def Leppard, we tend to over-record, which I think on the next album we're probably not going to. You know, even with the covers album, we try to kind of change it up a little bit.
Keep it a little more organic?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you've been touring almost nonstop for the past few years. I mean, there was X, almost went right into the rock and roll doubleheader with Bryan Adams, and now you're into the Rock of Ages tour. Again, November 10th, Arca Arena. Already got my tickets. I was first online. There's got to be, amidst all of that touring over the last couple of years, a ton of memorable moments. What would be the one that sticks out to you most?
Oh, there's some great ones. I mean, the most touching one, I think, was after Rick Allen's accident. You know, we come back after we played Donington, and they didn't really like us in England. They always thought we'd sold out to the States and all this. And they listened, you know, because they gave Rick a chance, because here he was with one arm, and he was making a comeback. And it was really an ordeal. It was such a huge thing, both, you know, for him personally, professionally, everything, and physically. And they gave us a shot, and it was great. You know, we went down a storm. It was that one of them moments. You know,
right.
So there's been a few. There's been a few really good times actually that are like that. And there's silly ones. You know, where people have fallen off the stage, where my jeans ripped, and oh, my whole package was out, and I didn't even know. I'm sitting there playing acoustic. And there's a bunch of people pointing in front. It's like, whoa. So many memories.
Do you think maybe you could do something like that for us when you come to Arco?
I'm sure. Well, I didn't even know about this one as it was happening. Until like a bunch right in front of me, there was a bunch of people all pointing. I'm thinking, what on earth are they pointing at? And I couldn't feel it because it was so hot up there. And I looked down. I'm like, oh my god, it's all there,
up close and personal with Phil.